Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chof Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Samach Gimel. And we, Amir Tashem, are going to conclude, it's part three, really, of this share on Sif Chavav, and hopefully go weiter as well. We left off in the middle of a long Mishnah Berurah, which is Sif Katan Kuf Yud Aleph, and we're discussing over here the idea that was brought down by the Ramah, that nowadays the minhag is to enclose that fourth wall of a mavoi, not using the lechi or the korah, which are valid, but to use instead a ritzuas ha-pesach. And we're about midway down in the right column, over here in the Mishnah Berurah, right after Deir Shu footnote number 93. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Vida od, and you should know further, that which we said that nowadays in our cities we don't really have a mavui, and therefore the status over here would really be like a chotzer, and therefore you need to have a tzuras ha-pesach and not to use the lechi, a single lechi or a korah. This is talking about a city that doesn't have a wall surrounding it. Or alternatively, it does have a wall around it. Or it does have a wall around it, but the wall has breaches within it that are open more than 10 amos, and these are considered, therefore, not a Pesach, not an opening, but are considered a valid breach, and it goes into a Rishus Harabim or a Karmelis, which is a different Rishus. And therefore, that is why we require Ritzus of Pesach. The issue footnote number 94 adds over here that it's mashma from these words that if the breach was less than 10 amos, then in fact it would be permissible to use a lechi or a kor over here. The ein zeh minog lahach milasut tzuras ha-pesach, and one doesn't have to use a tzuras ha-pesach if indeed the breaches are less than 10 amos. And he says this is mishum sha'ir muteres midin omed merub ala poritz. This is a principle over here that we've discussed in the past, where if you have more standing wall than open space, and the spaces are less than 10 amos, then you can rely upon the fact that the wall is considered a opening, and therefore it would be matir over here with either a lechi or a korah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Avo kishemukav choma, la choma lo nifritza. But for our cities nowadays, if they are enclosed with a wall and there are no breaches of significance, raksha tzorch lesakin ulchalik bein mokum shayhudim darim sham, or bein mokum shayovde gilulim darim sham, and you only need a separation over here between where the Jewish neighborhoods are and the non-Jewish neighborhoods are, kedishali asru ala yudim letalto, so that the non-Jewish people shouldn't nullify the ability of the Jewish people to carry in those areas, so then ain tzorch lasel sham tzuras ha-pesach, then even according to our minhag that we do a tzuras ha-pesach, nevertheless, here you wouldn't need to do one, and it would be rak dai bepas rochav arba tvachim o shnei pasim shol shnei mashuhuyin. It would be adequate to use the regular way to be matir a chatzar over here, and that would be using a pas that is four tvachim wide, or to have a lechi on each side, like a regular din of a chatzar. And this is true, kishinifras shom bimiluo, it has to be talking here where there's a total opening over here, the ain't a roch of Shom Yosim Yasser Amos, but it's not more than 10 Amos wide, the Mokim Sherod Sulaso Satikin, where you're going to go over, put over here this either Pasav Arbo or the two Lechis. Because in this situation, Avsham Mobi be Emtsa roch of Yosim Yasser Amos, even though you have parts that are greater than 10 Amos, Kia Irazo Yeshlo Din Chotzer Ligarme, since the city has the status of a Chotzer and not of a Mavoy, and therefore you'd need to use over here, you don't need to use the Ritzur Sapesa, but you need to use either the Pasav Arbo or the Shte Luchuyim. However, Ukishalo, if you don't have some sort of a separation over here between the neighborhoods, then gamkin adin kan kamo b'chotzer. Then we have the same halachic status of any chotzer over here, which is the muta l'talta b'kelim shishav subesochu. Within this chotzer, you can move around things that were there before Shabbos. However, avolo b'bayis lo libayis v'lo mibayis l'chotzer. But you wouldn't be allowed to go and move things from the house into the chotzer, and not from the chotzer into the house. That concludes Sif Katan Kuf Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. And now we go back to the Ramah. This Ramah is actually found on the last line of Reish Chav Gimel Omer Aleph, where the Ramah says, V'haminog ha-poshut b'medinos elu, the common minog nowadays, is to go and fix over here the fourth wall of this mavoi, l'saklin ayidei chevel ha-koshul l'roch bo shemavoi. You go and attach a string that goes across the opening of the mavoi, what's called the rochav of the mavoi, and this string over here on the top is not going to function as a korah. V'din chevel ze eino korah, it's not thick enough to be a korah, shari ein roch bo tefach, it's not a width of a tefach, which is the minimal size of a korah. V'lo mahane, and it works only ela mitam tzuras ha-pesach. It works functioning as a tzuras ha-pesach because it's going to be over to lechis, one on each side, the two vertical posts of the Tzuras HaPesach. The Mahani Lamala Filu Begemi. And in this situation, the horizontal Korah on the top is not a status of a regular Korah alone, but is functioning as the horizontal part of the Tzuras HaPesach, and that's good even with a string, as we've already learned, Kedidel Sov Simin Shin Samach Beis. And therefore, the Ramah cautions us, V'Yalkein Yesh Li Zor. One should be very careful when you're putting up this string across the open side of the mavui. Lahamit tachas hachevel shnei konim givoim asara. You have to make sure that this string goes over two posts, the two vertical posts over here, each of which must be at least 10 tvachim tall. Mechuvonim tachas hachevel. They have to be directly underneath the string that's going across. They don't have to be attached, but they have to be directly underneath it. You can't have anything else blocking it in between, as well as we'll see. And as long as this string that goes across is directly over each of the two vertical posts, Oz Mahane Afilu B'mavim Foolish B'Torah Tzuras HaPesach. Then this will work even if the alleyway is open on both sides, so you could close off each side or one of the sides certainly with this type of a structure which will function as a Tzuras HaPesach. Oh, Afilu B'chatzer, this would likewise work for a chatzer as well. B'chol Makom Tzuras HaPesach Mahane, as it would in any place where Tzuras HaPesach is acceptable, in a chatzer or in a mavoy. As we've already learned, the commotion is Bor L'El Sov Simen Shin Samach Beis. And this is brought down, Das Atzmo, this is the Ramo himself talking over here, providing his opinion. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kufyud Beis, explains, V'kivin sha'konim shalamata givoy matzar tvachim, since the two vertical posts over here are at least 10 tvachim each, ein tzarech od konim lamala likshor ha'chevel behen. You don't have to go and extend it up all the way to the top and tie this horizontal string to them. Eloyocho likshor ha'chevel negdon, you can tie the horizontal string to anything that you wanted to, afilu bagag lamala mizeh umizeh, even if it's higher up than the two vertical posts, and you're tying it to some sort of a ceiling over here, u'dekai melon le'el b'sar, of Sim Shinu Samach Beis, as we've already learned previously, the Hakonah Shomala Ein Tzarech Liga Bikonim Shalamata. The horizontal part of the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to touch the two vertical components, it just has to be directly above it. And gam hodim of all el besov simin shin samach beis the ain likshor akonim shomala o achevel minat sad shalakonim. It can't be attached to the sides. Rak lamala agabeim. It has to be attached to the top above it. That's hachok kishikosher achevel lamala alagag beis akonim. That's when you're attaching it directly over here to the roof. You have to make sure that it's above the vertical post. And as long as that is true, lo sheikh ledaktik bof in akshiru im agabo mincido. In that situation where you're certain that it's above the vertical post, we don't care how it's tied. It can be tied even to the side of something or above something. That's not a problem. As long as kol shakonim shalamata michuvonim tachas achevel kosher. As long as the string that is the horizontal part, or whatever you have as the horizontal part, is directly over each of the vertical posts. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Im yesh gag shemafsik ben gova hachevel la'konim shalamata." If you have the string that goes above the roof, then it's no good because the roof will block it, and you won't be directly above the vertical posts. And therefore, lo hevi tzuras haPesach was it. In this situation, this isn't the valid tzuras haPesach. Kivin shagag mafsik ben hachevel la'konim, because the roof over here is separating from the rope to the vertical posts. The enos in tzuras haPesach begins there, and this doesn't function as a good tzuras haPesach. What should you do in this situation? You have to therefore make a hole in this roof that will allow there to be an airspace, a hole in between the vertical posts going up through the hole in the roof directly to the string above them. And as long as that string is aligned directly over the hole, which is directly over the vertical posts on both sides, as long as there's now no separation and it's directly aligned on both sides, this would be a perfectly good Ritzuas HaPesach. Sivkot and Kufyud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shnei Konim. You have to have the two vertical posts. Al Oritz. They have to start from the ground or within three tefachim of the ground. Avo Kosli Hamavoy Ein Nechshavim B'Mokom HaKonim. But you can't include the walls over here as part of these Konim. The wall is a separate entity. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 96. Where he brings down a slightly different case, and the diagram there represents the slightly different case that our Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'imhiniach es hakonim shel tzuras haPesach kehemshech lekosel, if they're extending outwards into the Shusha Rabbim as an extension, so to say, of the wall, v'einon sotin klal es halal harishus, and they don't in any way serve to close off the mavoi. They're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, as the diagram shows. So then the Chazon Ish says, She'ein b'kochem lahatir es ha-mavoi u'posul. In this situation, it wouldn't close the mavoi. As long as the posts are within the mavoi, then they can enclose it. But if they're outside the mavoi, as we've learned previously as well, it will not satisfy to enclose the mavoi. in the rest of this footnote for additional details and scenarios. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Vim ika amud bakoso bolet." If you have part of the wall that projects into the opening of the mavoi, nido mishum kona, that part of the wall that projects into there can function as a kona, a vertical post over here. Im somach olav mi erev Shabbos, as long as you had in mind on erev Shabbos before Shabbos started to use this, the lo garmi lechi, because this is no worse than a lechi, as we learned in Sif Yud Aleph. And likewise, the Mishnah says, "Uadin kishiotzi meyakosel chifufim pachos pachos mishlosha tvachim at pachos mishlosha tvachim somach loritz." Likewise, if you have some sort of strands that are coming out from this wall over here, and they're at least within three tvachim of each other, so the principle of love it applies, and they're within three tvachim of the ground from where they start, so the principle of love it applies over there as well. So then, in this situation, yesh l'smoch alem the erev Shabbos, as long as it was present before Shabbos started, and you were so meich on it to function as a lechi, that can function l'shem kon mishal turas haPesach. Each side, if it had this, could be one of the vertical posts that are necessary for the Turas HaPesach. With the caveat, Uvachiu Megulim Lamala Tachas HaChevel. But they have to be open at the top, and that they're directly underneath the Chevel. There can't be anything separating them, as we've already mentioned. However, he brings down, in the Shaaret Zion, we see in Os Pei Tes that this is the Tosefes Shabbos, and as well to look in the Mishmas Ozov, he says, V'yesh machmirim b'chifufim ka'ela. There are those that say this is not going to work. She'ena masuyim derech mezuzas ha-Pesach v'lo choshet Pesach, because they're not really made over here as the doorposts of the Pesach, and therefore they can't be considered over here as being in the doorway. Furthermore, im ma'amid ha-konim b'soch ha-bayis or b'soch goder, if you have over here the vertical posts, they're not in the mavi itself, they're in the chotzer, or in the house that is adjacent to it, and even if it's hamukov miyabaru chosav, and even if it's totally surrounded on all four sides by walls, it's not in the mavui, and you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 100. So he says, in this situation, lav klumhu, that also doesn't work. And if even this is only present on one of the two sides, the other side is perfectly in the mavui, and the other side is in this type of structure that we described in Dirshu footnote number 100, it will not work, and this is not a valid tzuras hapesh. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Yudal, it says, Mechuvonim Tachas HaChevel. We have to make sure that it's directly aligned underneath the rope that's going across the horizontal component. V'imashu Yotzi Min Hatzad, possible. But if any of it goes off to the side, then it's no good. Sif Katan Kuf Tesvav, Besores Suras HaPesach. It will function over here as a Suras HaPesach. Rosh Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Ramah is saying over here, Umahani Afilu Biyosim Yeser Amos. This would work even for a breach that's more than 10 Amos. If the opening is more than 10 Amos, a Suras HaPesach can close that as well. Now we go to Siv Chav Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Chotzer Sha'arko Yoser Arachbo. If you have over here a courtyard where the length is greater than the width, again, we described the width side being the open side of a three-wall enclosed area. So the open side, that's called the width. The long side is the longitudinal axis over here. That's called the orech, the length. So if you have over here an area that's enclosed on three sides with an opening on the fourth side, and the length is greater than the width, in other words, the length, the two sides with walls, are greater than the side that is having the opening, so then we judge this not as a chotzer, but we judge this as dino kimavui, the nitai belechi okora. This will actually be a leniency over here that we can judge this as a mavui, and you would be able to be matu this with either a kora on the top or a single lechi on the side. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Tezayin, afilu mashu, even if the length is even a slight bit more than the width, that is adequate. If they're the same, it's not. But if it's slightly more, then it's good. The Arko, again, the Mishnah reminds us of the definition we said in yesterday's shir, which I repeated again now. The Arko, mikre derech knisaso. The orech over here is, as you go in through the opening, that continuation in that direction, that is called the orech, the length of the courtyard or mavoi. They no nidon mishum chotzer elohim arko v'roch v'shoveh. The only time we call it a chotzer, and not over here a mavoi, is that they're exactly the same, the length and the width. Oh, shiroch v'yotzer el arko. Or he brings out from the Magid Mishnah, if the opening side, the width side, is greater than the length side, or if it's equal to it, then it is considered a chotzer and not a mavui. The Ramah continues over here and he says, Hagah, afa pish ein chatzeru subotim psuchim lesocho. We consider this over here like a mavui, this chotzer, we consider it like a mavui, even though this chotzer doesn't have other chatzeros and houses opening up into it. Why is this so? Hol ve'eino koru l'shus harabim, since it's not connected to the Rishus harabim. El is pasuach l'mavui, it's connected to another mavui. Va'amavui pasuach l'shus harabim, and that mavui is open to Rishus harabim, so therefore we can treat this as a mavui itself. He brings it down in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Tshuvas Ma'aril, in the name of the Smak. So bottom line is, in this situation, you have this chotzer, which is considered like a mavui, and it has the same rules as a mavui, even though technically it would be a chotzer based upon some of these other factors that we just mentioned. Now we go to Siv Chav Ches. The Mechaber writes, Mavui She'en Berachvo Shlosha Tvachim. The width over here, which is, again, referred many times, this is the opening, that orientation between the two walls that are enclosing this area, you have a width that is less than 3 Tvachim, the opening is less than 3 Tvachim, so in this situation, Eino Tzorech Shum Tikkun. You don't have to do anything, because, halachically, because of Lavud, Shus Kisosim, we view this as being totally enclosed. However, it brings down the Yeshomrim. There is an opinion over here. It's brought down in the Be'er HaGola in Osvav by the Ravid, the Rosh, the Mordechai in the name of the Rambam, and the Rav HaMagid in the name of the Rashba. They all hold the Chol She'en Bo Arba Tzvachim, Eino Tzorech Shum Tikkun. Not only is it a principle of 3 Tzvachim, but even if it's less than 4 Tzvachim, it's not considered significant, and you don't have to do anything to it. So this is a more lenient opinion of the Yeshomrim. Go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kuf Yud Zayin. He adds over here, because of the Meforshim, Dim Ein Bipiskel Rochav Shloshe. If this opening has less than 3 Tvachim, Ein Atzorach Tikkun, we said that you don't have to do anything. Af Al Pisha Besochel Rochav Arba, even though on the inside it gets much wider than the 3 Tvachim. The Chain La Yesh Omrim, and even according to the lenient opinion that we brought down, the Yesh Omrim, the Sri Lu Dubayin and Dafka Rochav Arba, that you need to have 4 to be significant. Gam Kein Mayri Kishoy Rochav Arba B'cholak Solim. It's talking about that the width is 4 across all the way of the walls. But if it gets narrow towards the opening, again, even if the inside is wider than 4, we look at the opening. If the opening, according to the Yesh Omrim, is less than 4, or according to the more machaber first opinion, less than 3, you don't have to do anything. The machaber seems to pass over here like the first opinion, that less than 3 is considered insignificant. Between 3 and 4, it would be considered significant. If it's more than 3, you have to make a tikkun. The Ein in the Darki Moshe is cholik. However, the Ramah in the Darki Moshe disagrees with this. He paskins like the more lenient Yesh Omrim, seeing the Darki Moshe Ayin Shom there for more details. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, La'nias Daiti Nira, my own personal humble opinion is, the Afim Nachmir Kidea Rishona, even if you go like the more Machmir first opinion, the Echa Shirach Vishlosh Tzorach Tikkun, that requires, if it's more than 3, that you have to make a tikkun, Henu Davka Hecha Shebi Mifnim Hayakoponim Rochav Arba, that at least someplace inside, it's at least more than 4. But it narrows down when you get to the opening, Bepisco Canal, as we've already explained. But even according to the Machmir opinion, if there is no point that is more than 4 wide across, then you certainly can go like the more lenient second opinion of the Yesh Omrim and not require anything else. With that, we conclude today's shir.